If you want to understand the deepest mystery in Mesoamerican history, you have to start with an absence. Not a missing pyramid. Not a lost city. A missing library. In 1562, in the Yucatan town of Mani, a Franciscan friar named Diego de Landa oversaw a destruction that is hard to comprehend from the modern world, the systematic burning of Maya books. And the tragedy isn't only what was destroyed. It's what the destruction did to time itself. It severed a living chain of record-keeping, astronomy, mathematics, ritual calendars, dynastic history, medicine, and myth written by people who had been mapping the sky for centuries. Landa later wrote, with chilling clarity, that they found great numbers of books and that we burned them all. The wording isn't poetic. It's administrative. It reads like cleaning a room. According to historian and archaeologist Michael Coe, author of Breaking the Maya Code, we should imagine these as folded screen books, codices, painted on bark paper, coated with lime, and filled with glyphs, numbers, and deities. Not one-off curiosities, but parts of a broader ecosystem, scribal schools, courtly libraries, astronomical specialists, and ritual experts. And that ecosystem was targeted. Why? Because the codices didn't merely preserve stories. They preserved authority. They were a technology for predicting seasons, tracking Venus, scheduling rituals, legitimizing rulers, and anchoring community life to a cosmic order. If you can't read the old calendars, you can't keep time the old way. If you can't keep time the old way, you can't keep the old world. Archaeoastronomer Anthony Avani, who has spent decades studying Mesoamerican sky knowledge, emphasizes that these traditions were not primitive stargazing. They were precise, cumulative observations embedded in architecture and ritual practice, knowledge refined across generations. Now imagine taking that cumulative record, centuries of careful watching, and throwing it into fire. Here's the part that still feels unreal. Only 4 Maya codices are generally accepted as surviving the conquest and its aftermath. 4. That number should haunt you. Because if only 4 survived, it implies that there were once many libraries, archives, regional schools of interpretation, different lineages of astronomical calculation, different versions of myth and history. What we have now is not the Maya intellectual world. It's the Maya intellectual world after a house fire, charred fragments, rescued pages, and the echo of what used to be a whole room. This is where our approach matters. We are not here to claim certainty where none exists. We are here to feel the shape of the missing pieces. According to epigrapher David Stewart, one of the leaders of modern Maya decipherment, glyphs on stone monuments often record political events, accessions, wars, alliances. But books could do different things. Tables, almanacs, ritual instructions, long genealogies, local histories, and calculations too extensive to carve in stone. If that's true, then the burning didn't just delete religion. It deleted categories of knowledge that stone monuments were never meant to hold. And that erasure reshapes every question we ask today. How advanced was Maya astronomy, and what methods did they use? How did different cities coordinate calendars across distance? What did their philosophers say about cyclical time, mortality, and renewal? What did they record about droughts, migrations, wars, or even sky events like comets and eclipses? We can still study the ruins. We can still read some inscriptions. But the books were the operating system. So as we move through Mexico, through Teotihuacan's avenues, Palenque's texts, Chichen Itza's shadow serpents, keep one idea close. We are walking inside a civilization that was forced to forget. The feathered serpent, Cuculcan, Quetzalcoatl, is often described as a bringer of knowledge. In this guide, Cuculcan isn't a mascot. He's a reminder, knowledge can be built, and knowledge can be burned. And still, not everything died. Maya people are not a vanished species. There are millions of Maya today. Daykeepers still track ritual calendars. Languages survive. Stories survive. Practices survive, sometimes openly, sometimes hidden, sometimes braided into new forms under pressure. The conquest tried to flatten time into a single line. Mesoamerica kept time as a spiral. And if you listen carefully, you can still hear the spiral. In the next episodes, we'll open the four surviving Maya codices, Dresden, Madrid, Paris, and the Grolia, and we'll treat them not as museum artifacts, but as rescue flares from a lost ocean of books. What if those books once held answers that would change how we understand the ancient sky? What if some of the most mysterious alignments at these sites are only mysterious because the instruction manual was burned? We won't pretend we know. But we also won't pretend the silence is natural.